Welcome to the Freight Broker Bootcamp audio experience, and I'm your host, Dennis Brown. Today, I want to share with you the hardest part about becoming a freight broker, the hardest part about starting a freight broker business. And it's probably not what you're thinking. First, I'm going to start out with a quick story. And I've had this recurring story over and over again in my career since I became an entrepreneur back around 1994. So we're going on 30 years now, almost, that I've been an entrepreneur. And so I've had a lot of friends and I've had a lot of people that have come to me over the years and said, "Hey, Dennis, I want to get your opinion. I got a business idea that I want to kind of share with you and kind of get your thoughts on it." And they would, and I'd say, "Sure, no problem." And then they would tell me the business idea, and I'd ask them a simple question, and I would say, "How long have you been thinking about this idea?" And they'd say, "Well, you know, it's maybe been a year or 3 years or 5 years." I remember one guy who even told me, "Well, you know, I came up with this idea about 10 years ago." And I'm thinking to myself, what could be taking you so long? What's holding you back? What's preventing you from pursuing this idea? Because some of the ideas that I heard from people are, I thought, were really great ideas. Others maybe not so much, but some of them were really great ideas. But the reality is, the biggest reason that they didn't pursue it is the fact that they are afraid to take calculated risks. They're afraid to take risks. And a part of starting any business, whether that's a freight brokerage or a freight agency or whatever business you're looking to start, there's always going to be risk. The fact is, there is no risk, right? There is no reward without risk. So in the freight brokerage business, people are afraid to take risk. They're afraid to risk their money, right? They're afraid to risk capital, the capital associated with learning the right skills, like, you know, getting shippers, AKA sales, right? Negotiating, sourcing carriers, those sorts of skills. They're afraid to invest capital. They're afraid to invest money into developing those skills. And that prevents them from being successful. They're also afraid to invest in the startup requirements as a freight broker. Things like your freight broker authority, your freight broker bond, your load boards, your TMS, freight broker training. Right? The training associated with learning how to become a freight broker. So they're afraid to invest capital. They're afraid to risk their money in order to take those steps, right? They're also afraid to invest in people, right? So they're afraid to invest in, let's say, a bookkeeper. They're afraid to invest in operations people or dispatchers or salespeople, right? So they're afraid to risk their capital. They're risk adverse. They have a high adversity to taking risks. And so you got to understand something, and I'm very realistic about this. It's very hard for me to teach you how to take risks. It's extremely hard. Some people are just more risk adverse than others. But what I want you to understand is that I understand that there's fear associated with starting a business. And fear can be good, right? Fear has some positive attributes, right? Fear is designed to keep us alive, okay? That's what fear is there for. But the problem is you can't let that fear rule the roost. You can't let that fear dictate your every move. And that's really what it comes down to with risk adversity. You are adverse to taking risk out of fear of losing or loss, right? Or failure. And so I'm going to share with you three simple tips to help you get past your fear of risk. Okay. Now, these are not guaranteed, and these are not something that I made up. These are things that are based upon my own personal experience. So this is my personal experience on if I were sitting down to coach you on how to get past the fear of taking risk and adversity, this is what I would share with you. Okay, so number one, you have to stop worrying about failing. The fact is, you've heard this before, if you are going to be successful, you are going to have to be willing to fail. But here's the cool part. Failure doesn't always mean that your business is going to ultimately fail. As an entrepreneur, right, as a business owner, as a freight broker or a freight agent, you are going to have what I call micro failures. Every day in your business, you're going to have micro failures. You're going to have small incremental failures that you learn from. So perfect example, you pick up the phone, you call a prospect, that prospect tells you no, for whatever reason, that's a micro failure. One no is not going to cause your business to fail. So the reality is, you know, you will learn from that, you will evolve, and then you will be able to get better. And maybe the next call or the 10th call or the 100th call or the 1,000th call will lead to you getting your first ship or your first customer. So you have to get past the fear of failing. You have to get past that. That's an important part because that's directly tied back to your risk adversity, your adversity to taking risk, right? Which is one of the probably the biggest reason why people struggle to become a freight broker because they never get started. Okay. So that's number one. All right. Number two, you have to educate yourself. You have to find a reliable, credible source or sources, and you have to immerse yourself into that industry, into the freight brokerage business. If you want to become a freight broker, there's tons of free information out there about becoming a freight broker. Some of it's credible, some of it's reliable, some of it's not. I have a YouTube channel with over, I think, 300 free videos on it. You may be watching this on YouTube right now. I've personally done over $200 million as a freight broker. I've built 4 multi-million dollar companies in my career. And I don't say that to brag, but I want you to understand that not everybody has the same level of credibility, history, reliability, and experience. So the fact is, you need to immerse yourself into the freight brokerage business, and you need to learn some of that. Now, there's a lot of free information out there, but of course, there's courses, there's programs, there's coaching, there's training. I have what's called my Freight Broker Bootcamp, right? Which is my startup program where I've trained over 10,000 students since 2009. I've went through that program. Many have went on to build 6- and 7-figure businesses. That's a program that I offer. Again, it has a 60-day 100% unconditional money-back guarantee. You guys can check that out at freightbrokerbootcamp.com. But number three, this is an important one. You have to learn to visualize your success. Now, how does this tie back to risk adversity? Well, the fact is, let's think about it this way. The fear is what's driving this risk adversity. You're afraid to take risks. And so this visualization exercise that I've personally done for many, many years has had a huge impact. Let me tell you a quick story. I remember this. When I first, early in my entrepreneurial career, not when I first became, but early in my entrepreneurial career, I was the guy who wanted to be a millionaire, right? I wanted to be rich. I wanted to be a millionaire. I wanted to be successful. What was successful to me back then, okay? So I had this definition of success, and part of that was having $1 million in my checking account. So I remember very, very vividly, I remember doing this every day. I would visualize, close my eyes, and I would visualize. I remember walking down to my mailbox, opening my mailbox, pulling out a letter, and it was from my bank. And I remember opening the envelope. Now my eyes are closed. I'm opening the envelope. I pull out the statement, and on the statement, right at the top of the statement, there was a big $1 million is the balance in your account. And I remember visualizing that over and over and over again. I did that for years and years. And eventually I was blessed enough for that to finally come true. But the thing is, I tie it back to this risk adversity because that built my confidence. That and getting in touch and contact with what that goal was, what my why was, the reasons why I was willing to take those risks. I was able to connect the reward. So the reward became more important than the risk. Those are a few steps that you can take. Okay. So those are my three tips. Listen, I hope you guys appreciated this. I hope this was valuable to you. And most of all, listen, if you're looking for a mentor, looking for a coach, looking for somebody to give you that education, and you're just in the startup phase, you're just interested in starting to become a freight broker or freight agent, check out freightbrokerbootcamp.com. Again, trained over 10,000 students, have that program since 2009. We've got amazing ratings and reviews. You can check those out online. And we offer a 60-day 100% unconditional money-back guarantee. I can't make it any easier than that. You can check that out at freightbrokerbootcamp.com.
Hey, thanks for tuning in today. I'm humbled that you allowed me to be a part of your day. Now subscribe to the podcast so we can do this more often. And for those of you that take the next 15 to 30 seconds to rate and review the podcast, thank you so much. I greatly appreciate it. And who knows, maybe we'll give you a shout out on a future episode.